The other theoretical benefit is that of reduction of thromboembolism with maintenance of sinus rhythm. This is a very controversial area, and we need more data to be sure. However, philosophically, it might seem reasonable that if a patient who has atrial fibrillation is at risk for thromboemboli because of clots that develop in the atrium during atrial fibrillation or immediately after returning to sinus rhythm is maintained in sinus rhythm all the time, that this individual will now have much less likelihood of developing clots and much less likelihood, therefore, of having a stroke or other forms of thromboembolic problems. With this in mind, then, is the intriguing thought that merely maintaining sinus rhythm for prolonged periods of time decreases the patient's potential risk for thromboembolic events. If this can be proven, and we also prove that you can safely, therefore, decrease Coumadin, then this is a major advantage for patients. In this situation, then, the maintenance of sinus rhythm not only makes the patient feel a lot better, but may obviate the need for Coumadin therapy